Let us hear God's word as he speaks to us from the fourth chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, beginning in the 11th verse. The gifts that he gave were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro, blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery or their craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm glad we sang that. Heather, was that your choice? By the way, Katie, I'm glad to celebrate that the doctors have such high hopes for you and that things are scheduled, and I believe God's going to do something wonderful for you through those doctors. This is a celebration for me. Not so much a celebration about being home, although that's nice, but I'm really here today to celebrate you as God's people. You know, when I came here, I expected to be here 5 months, not 5 years, to just fill in. But when I did decide to come back, I decided that I wanted to do things differently in the church than I'd ever done before. I wanted our Lord Jesus Christ to lay out a plan, which we have clearly here in God's word, and part of that is what I read to you today about being the body of Christ and what it means to be the body of Christ. And although I'm sure I'm taking it a little out of context when I think of Paul's words in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, as he ends that section on the body of Christ, he says, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. The thing that I celebrate is that when I went to Pastor Parrish and asked for this time of pilgrimage, this time of spiritual renewal, and it indeed was that, I said, we've got two options. I can go out and find ministers to fill in for me while I'm gone, but we have lay people that are certainly capable of doing this in our own church. And two people right there in the meeting said, well, I'll take a Sunday and I'll take a Sunday, and you're right. I think we can cover it. And then two more people volunteer. As I went around Ireland and Scotland and England and got a chance to share why I was there and how I was there, it was largely because of you. It was largely because I think indeed now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. You know, I told you that I didn't think this church ought to be preacher-centered. It needs to be people-centered. It needs to be laity-centered. It is your church. And God sent me here, hopefully, to be a spiritual leader. And Paul talks about that here in Ephesians. He says, some are called to be apostles, some prophets or preachers, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Well, I see that as a big part of my role. Now, apostles, the spiritual gift of apostle is starting new churches, so I'm not that one. I don't have that spiritual gift. But I have tried to live out the role of prophet or preacher, evangelist, and pastor and teacher, to be a spiritual leader to help you see that you are the church, you are its most vital ministers into the world. A pastor can only reach so many people. But you know, when you're at work and working with people and they know they can come to you to take a prayer request to church, you're being a minister in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I celebrated who you are and how you made my time possible, because you were able to take over all of the things of the church for the month that I was gone, it was not so dependent on me that it couldn't be handled capably and very well without me. Actually, it was kind of funny. Do you know that almost every minister I told about this said, "Aren't you worried about going away for 4 weeks? They might figure they don't need you." And I said, "Well, I hope not, but I don't really think that." But do you know I didn't have a single layperson that said that? Lay people I talked to, and I remember a Catholic lady on the train from Rome to Venice. We got to talking, and it came up why I was here and the whole process and the church. And she says, "Well, isn't that the way the church ought to be?" That's what lay people said. Isn't that the way it ought to be in the church? That lay people can stand in the gap. And that's pretty unusual coming from Catholics who think everything has to be a priest. But she was an American Catholic, so you know she was a little more liberal maybe than an Italian Catholic. But you see, there's strength in that. So I come here this morning to celebrate who you have become and who you are becoming, to celebrate this kind of particular time in history that I showed up here, that Bishop Marion Edwards was here, that started talking about transformational ministry in the church. And that he has been followed by Bishop Gwynn, who has taken that a step further and wants to kind of turn things upside down so laity are truly empowered to be the true ministers of the church. A month away gave me an opportunity to think quite a bit about how truly blessed I am as a pastor to have such capable people as we have in this church to provide leadership, to realize how blessed I am at a certain time in history where I realized this is what I was called to do and have actually had two bishops thinking in that same direction. I've been in ministry 30 years and have never been quite in sync with the bishops we've had in the North Carolina Conference. And I think, how blessed you are, Michael, to be at this time and this place in history. How blessed you are. So I couldn't help but coming this morning and celebrate who you are and remind you through Paul's words of what it's all about. That for me, call to be a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher, my purpose is to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. And you're doing that. And you're doing it wonderfully. As a matter of fact, Calvin, would you come up? And Lori, come forward. I want to bring you a little copy of one of the high crosses on the Isle of Iona. That dates back to the 9th century, just as a token of my appreciation. I have one for Donna and Gail as well. But I want to thank you. See, that's what Celtic Christianity was all about. It wasn't about the ordained priest. It was about a community of believers being the body of Christ, being the church of Jesus Christ. And I realize here at St. Matthew's, we're well on our way to that. Listen what else it says. We not only build up the body of Christ, but until all of us, working together, ordained or lay, come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. That's our purpose as a church. Then he goes on to say, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Now, we all know that we need exercise. And I guarantee you I overpacked for Europe. Now, it was fine as long as I was renting a car and I put that big bag in the trunk and just sort of pull stuff out of that big bag. But I tell you what, when I went from Dover to Calais, I wish I had half the luggage I had. When I was lugging that stuff through train stations, well, actually just trying to lug it onto the train. I tried to send my books back from the conference, but it was going to cost, you know, like $90. And I thought, well, I guess I'll lug them around, but I might ought to spend the $90. The first train I got on, I had all this baggage, and I had to go down 32 steps to get down to the train platform. And I guarantee you, those little straps that hold one bag to the other can't handle 32 concrete steps. And then, with all of my energy, trying to just throw them in so I can get on the train. And then dragging those things around Paris and Rome and Venice. But I think in life we pack a little too heavy too. We're just carrying around a lot of stuff in life we really don't need. We think we're going to need it. We think it's smart to take it with us. We think it's wise. But we could all live a much more simple life and set as our goal being bound together and built up in love. The love of Christ Jesus. I come here this morning to celebrate who you are. And the gift of what you've offered me in the 5.5 years I've been here. But the gift, most of all, you've offered to Almighty God in seeking to become truly the body of Christ. And I pray his blessings upon us as we continue to grow until we attain the full image of the likeness of Christ Jesus. That's going to take the rest of our lives, but that's okay. It's a good goal. But God bless you, and I celebrate who we are and who we're becoming. You know, our little motto on the bulletin is a place to belong and a place to become. Thank you for truly becoming the body of Christ. For me, and most of all, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, when we live according to your will, you just bless us in so many ways. And I thank you for the blessing that all of these people have bestowed upon my life. Maybe I had to go a continent away to appreciate them even more. But I come back with the hope of serving with them to bring glory to your name as we grow into the image and likeness of Christ our Lord. Where we ask your blessings upon us in that growing process. In Jesus' name, amen.